in the limelight.
The article you're about to hear has been penned by John White, an author and political commentator, under the heading, UK's hypocritical designation of Hamas is a badge of honour. The article has been taken from PestTV.com website. God has given you one face, and you make yourself another. So writes William Shakespeare in his world-famous play, Hamlet, in words that do more to grasp the meaning of hypocrisy in human affairs than any number of worthy treatises on the subject could possibly come close to. Given recent events, the same words should be inscribed in huge letters above the entrance to the UK Parliament, the House of Commons, a building from which an unending number of high crimes and war crimes have issued throughout its long history, on the wings of the very hypocrisy that William Shakespeare describes. The latest example, when it comes to the organised hypocrisy which passes for democracy on the part of a perfidious British political establishment, is the news that the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas is to be proscribed as a terrorist organisation, a status previously accorded to its military wing, but which now, with this latest demarche, is to be enlarged to encompass its political wing as well. This decision by the British government is not per se an attack on Hamas, an organisation which emerged and grew organically from the cruel soil of Israeli occupation, Israeli apartheid and ethnic cleansing. It is, in truth, an attack on the entire Palestinian people, and more significantly, the right of an oppressed and occupied people to resist their oppression and occupation by any means necessary. Just by way of a reminder, this particular right is enshrined in international humanitarian law, specifically under the rubric of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions of 1949, recognizing the legality of wars of national liberation. No one, of course, will be surprised that the British government, indeed the entire British political establishment, refuses to acknowledge, much less recognise, the right of the Palestinian people to engage in a war of national liberation. Israel has only ever viewed the Palestinians as helots, that is, as an unpeople unworthy of value, dignity or parity of esteem, with their occupier condemned in the perverse collective colonial mind of average British ideologue to a future of national extinction rather than liberation. The renowned German playwright and anti-fascist Bertolt Brecht said it best: "The crimes pile up until they become invisible." This writer can conjure no more a simple yet cogent understanding of Britain's past and present as a first colonial, then latterly sub-imperialist power shorn of the ocean of propaganda deployed in service to the myths of Britain's standing in the world as a steadfast pillar of something described as the rules-based international order, where Britain, officially the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, is concerned. The crimes have not only piled up throughout its history, they continue to pile up until this day. Go and ask the people of Yemen, victims of Saudi Arabia's barbarism since 2015, with the material and active support of UK military forces, utilising British weaponry in indiscriminate attacks against Yemeni civilians that shame a so-called international community. In truth, the West. This is a people whose continuing suffering stands as an indictment of Britain's foreign policy. Or how about the Syrian and Libyan people, both of which have lived experience of the chasm that exists between the words democracy and human rights, in the mouths of British ideologues, and the reality of an imperialist agenda rooted in nothing more squalid than hard power politics. Returning to the Palestinian Islamic Resistance Movement Hamas, the unimpeachable truth is that Hamas is a child of Israeli apartheid, Israeli ethnic cleansing, occupation and oppression. In the same vein, the Provisional IRA, the Irish Republican Army, was the child of British colonialism in the north of Ireland, rather than the other way round, and so on and so forth. Not the Palestinians can expect anything better from a UK Labour Party currently led by Keir Starmer. At the annual Labour Friends of Israel get-together, Keir Starmer gave the keynote speech, during which he voiced his opposition to the International Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, or BDS, campaign in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In his speech, Keir Starmer stated that under his leadership, Labour does not and will not support boycott, divestment and sanctions, or BDS. Its principles are wrong, targeting alone the world's sole Jewish state. Substitute sole African state for sole Jewish state, and you begin to reach the heart of the matter, which is that for the likes of Keir Starmer, apartheid is right. Resistance to apartheid is wrong. Occupation, ethnic cleansing is right, and resistance to them is wrong. As for targeting alone, whoever else are the Palestinians supposed to target if not their oppressors? Boycott, divestment and sanctions is a campaign that originated in Palestine and was established by Palestinian civil society. It allows for the challenging of international solidarity on the basis of non-violence, inspired by the international campaign of boycott, divestment and sanctions that did so much to help bring down white South African apartheid to an end in the early 1990s. In the last analysis, this perfidious stance by the British government and official opposition when it comes to oppressed Palestinian people cannot be allowed to stand. Hamas's existence and resistance is not a choice, it is an absolute necessity in the context of the most prolonged, most brutal and murderous system of oppression in the world today. With this in mind, the group's designation as a terrorist organisation by a British government drowning in hypocrisy and double standards is tantamount to a badge of honour.